fracking fluids spread on Michigan roads. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A group that wants to ban hydraulic fracturing in Michigan says the state didn't follow its own rules in disposing fluid from wells that were fracked. Ban Michigan Fracking has learned the fluid was spread on public roads close to a lake and in a campground near the Mackinac Bridge last summer. Bob Allen has more.
State officials have said the fluids used to fracture deep oil and gas wells are to be disposed of carefully. Those fluids typically are millions of gallons of water plus a mixture of chemicals necessary to the fracking process. Last summer, the Department of Environmental Quality allowed 40,000 gallons of fluid from fracked wells to be spread on public roads. Paul Brady drives Sunset Trail in Kalkaska County to get to work. He noticed it stayed muddy during a dry period last summer, so he traced the wet road directly to a well site.
We know that tons of chemicals went down that well bore, and it came up, and it was spread on our roads. And that is why we should be concerned.
When the issue was raised, the DEQ tested the water coming out of the wells and tested the roadbeds. Hal Fitch is in charge of oil and gas development in the state.
It turns out there really wasn't anything in that water that would be deleterious above, normal oil field brine. But still,
the state has decided not to allow brine from fracked wells to be spread on roads to keep the dust down. But it says the group trying to ban fracking altogether is overblowing the issue. Ban Michigan Fracking says it's glad the use of fracking water on roads has stopped, but it's also been waiting months for the DEQ test data so it can confirm the results. And it questions how the state agency can be trusted to protect the environment when it apparently can't follow its own rules in treating the liquid waste. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.
This is the Environment Report. Lake sturgeon are amazing fish. They can weigh several hundred pounds, and they can live to be 100 years old. Sturgeon used to be abundant throughout the Great Lakes region, but they were overfished, and construction of dams on rivers where they spawn hurt their reproduction. They're now a state-threatened species. Tim Swalinski is a fisheries biologist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He says these days, sturgeon are carefully managed. There are a few fishing seasons for sturgeon in different parts of the state. The season for sturgeon in Black Lake in Sheboygan County opens February 2nd. Tim Swalinski says there are about 1,200 adult sturgeon in the lake. The quota this year is just 6 fish total for all the fishermen combined.
If you get a fish, you have to report it in right away to the DNR. That's one fish. If another person gets one 20 minutes later on the ice, that's the second fish. Once it hits 6, season's over.
So the fishing season can be over in just a matter of hours. Cannons are fired and sirens go off when the season closes. Swalinski says fishermen typically use spears to catch sturgeon on Black Lake.
This is all big holes through the ice. This is big shanties, warm, heated shanties typically, and big holes the size of a bathtubs or even larger. You get your shanty blackened out so that you can see down that water, down to 10, 15, 20 feet. And people wait patiently with decoys.
He says the sturgeon population in Black Lake is strong enough to support a limited harvest.
People were spearing sturgeon in there many, many decades ago. And if we can manage a small type of harvest and keep that fishery going, that's part of our culture, too.
The lakes around Sheboygan have a long history of spearfishing for sturgeon. There's even a festival celebrating sturgeon season called the Black Lake Sturgeon Shivaree. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.